Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Julie Carrington, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of the interesting cases on the Assistant Court of Appeals calendar was a collision between a donkey carriage and a motor car, as retold in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter newspaper on this day, May 5, 1916. The two litigants, George Wilson of Mount Stafford Tenantry St. James, owner of the donkey cart, and F.F.C. Gill of Pleasant Hall Plantation St. Peter, driver of the motor car, appeared before their honors, Justices Chandler, Briggs, and Smith. Previously, Judge of the Petty Debt Court, sitting at District D, Mr. K.J. Graves, had awarded the sum of £4 and 10 shillings 6 pence to Mr. Gill for damage to his vehicle. He has sued Mr. Wilson for so unskillfully and negligently driving his donkey cart in a manner that caused damage to his car. Dissatisfied with the ruling, both parties appealed the judgment, so it was up to the appeals court to decide and bring the matter to a close. The court heard Mr. Gill's version of the accident, in which he stated that on the night of March 18th, he was driving his motor car accompanied by Mr. C.B. Deere from Bridgetown to Pleasant Hall. After reaching Trent's Corner, he saw Mr. Wilson driving his donkey cart in the middle of the road. He slowed down, blew his horn, and while attempting to pass Mr. Wilson's cart, the donkey cart crossed the road and collided with his vehicle. Mr. Gill claimed that he was driving slowly on the left side of the road at 50 miles per hour. He said the cart's shaft badly damaged his left headlight and smashed the left fender. Police Constable Robert Thompson, who was patrolling nearby, came to the scene, took names, and carried out investigations. The next day, Mr. Wilson approached Mr. Gill for compensation, but he refused. Mr. Gill then warned Mr. Wilson of pending action against him for damage to his vehicle. In Mr. Wilson's evidence, he told the appeals court justices that he was driving on his proper side of the road when he saw the motor car with bright blinding lights driving furiously on the wrong side of the road. He recalled that the driver did not blow his horn and drove alongside the donkey and the cart. As a result, the donkey was thrown into the gutter on the other side of the road. It sustained bruises to its right side, and its right front hoof was severed. Mr. Wilson's grandson, who was sitting next to him, was thrown out under the cart but escaped unhurt. Further, Mr. Wilson testified that he was not intoxicated, nor did the donkey cart cross the road as was alleged by Mr. Gill. P.C. Thompson's evidence supported Mr. Wilson's account of the incident based on his investigations. He told their honors that his preference was a complaint against Mr. Gill for driving furiously. After taking evidence and hearing the Solicitor General's submission, the justices of the Assistant Court of Appeals unanimously reversed the decision of the petty debt judge in the case, in which damages were awarded to Mr. Gill, and confirmed the other decision on the grounds that the accident was caused by Gill's contributory negligence.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.